After four long years and plus another 12 grueling months, it's finally here, the Games of the 32nd Olympiad. The stage is set. Just under 500 Aussie athletes are in Tokyo chasing gold. But most likely, they'll bring home some bronze and silver too. And hopefully some of that tasty Japanese whiskey. Anyway, we are away. Tokyo 2020 in 2021. 3 hours of top sporting action coming your way. With thanks to the all-new Hyundai Tucson. Test drive the Tucson today. Listeners, take your mark. It's time for the Drive for Gold with Joel and Fletch.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much, Paddy. 1170 SEN Sydney. We say hello to you, to our listeners on the SEN app. Likewise, and our podcast listeners on the Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Welcome. This is Drive for Gold with Joel and Fletch. With thanks to Hyundai Experience, the convenience of buying your dream car online with Hyundai's Click and Buy today. Now, we don't normally start with, in fact, we'll get to this in a moment. Good afternoon, Brian.
Good afternoon, Joel, listeners, Brooksy, Gibbo. What a day.
We're up and about today, aren't we?
We were a bit flat yesterday.
Yep.
We left the show flat.
Yep.
But then I thought about driving home. Bronze medal for Jay Fox. Good on her.
Good on her.
But we were just a little bit, we just thought she actually was quicker than anyone else. By 4 seconds.
No, what we actually thought was...
No, we don't. Don't go there.
Bronze doesn't pay when you bag them for gold. Hello to you, Nathan Brooks. Yeah. I tell you who's up and about, and it's not to do with gold medals. I've got a little COVID update very shortly, which has got him very excited. We'll get to that in a little
ticking
moment.
Boxes. How are you doing, gents?
How are you, Brooks?
Good. It was a great morning. So much to be bouncy and bubbly about.
No more begging for bronze for one Brooksy. That's why the sounds of it. Gibbo, how are you, mate?
I'll still be begging for bronze. Don't worry, Joel.
Mate, can you just give it? He's a bit upset. He's a bit upset because his mate, who's a tradie, has just been notified that he can just stay at home and get an extra 150 straight
mate.
In the kick.
Yeah. Last year, I was jumping for joy. Yeah. All the jobs that I had just ended.
Yeah.
So I had 3 months of sitting on the couch.
Your
and
timing.
God, it was great.
Yeah.
This year, mate, I can't. I'm just turning down work. It sucks.
The worker. Have your say, by the way. 1-300-01-1170. You can text us. Big show coming up. The text line 0457-736-736. Eric Groth Jr. joining us. He's been on fire lately, begging for bronze with our man Brendan Cowell. A market update from Shawnee the Trader. And I'm going to share with you a little bit later, Fletch, which you may have missed. Mm. He tipped us into a $5.50 pop fencing winner. It was absolutely... Have you got it there? In fact, let's do this. Let's have a listen.
Now, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the individual saver, Fletch, but it's one for the purists of the fencing world. Now, I can see where the bookies have sort of fallen into a trap here. They put up the South Korean... Oh, Sang-uk is favourite, $2.50 favourite. He won the gold of the most recent World Cup. So the recent form arm looks good, but he's only 24 years old and he's untried in the Olympics. Now, the bloke that we've got on the second line of being the Hungarian, Aaron Shilagi, he's $5, but he's a fencing legend. He can't walk down the street in Budapest without getting mobbed. He's $5 to win gold.
Aaron Shilagi has made history. He's won his third gold medal in a row. That's absolutely incredible. Aaron Shilagi.
I love how he said, I can see where they've made a mistake here.
Yeah.
He can't walk down Budapest.
What about our trampolinist?
That's coming up.
Gotcha. Yeah. I'm going to follow him straight in.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to that as well. Okay, let's not wait on this any longer. This is why one man has just absolutely bounced in here today to the SEN HQ. Here's the news, people. Now, this is being introduced for people who live alone, right? From Saturday, a singles bubble will be introduced, allowing people who live alone to nominate one designated family member or friend, inverted commas, who is allowed to visit their household. Singles in the 8 hotspot local government areas, guilty Brooks, can only nominate someone who lives within, within a 10-kilometre radius.
Coco?
People who do not live with their partner are still allowed to leave home to visit them. Nathan, why so happy?
Time. Oh, because I've got 72 to 108 hours to think of who's going to be in my bubble, my Bublé, my Michael Bublé.
This is
going to cause a lot of friction throughout Sydney because with the single
people. Friction too much.
Yeah, because people are going to say, well, why didn't you pick me?
Yeah.
Why don't you, you're going to say, I'm going to pick Coco or Mercedes with a K or Angel. Like, which one? Or Fantasy? Which one?
Usually a US state.
Yeah, yes.
Montana, yeah. But yeah. North Dakota.
But it's going, because they'll say, well, righto, because there'll be certain people,
yeah.
Not saying male or female, saying, oh, it's going to be me.
It
has to be me. And all of a sudden, it's 2 weeks,
wow.
3 weeks down the track.
The question that I don't necessarily have to worry about, but she never stated how many bubbles you can be in. Like, how is there a maximum? Like, if you are a very popular person, you're outgoing,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
you could be in nine individual bubbles.
Do you have to nominate a person?
I haven't looked too deep.
Because if you don't need to nominate, how easy it is for you just to be freelancing, so to speak.
Yeah.
And there's no limitations.
Yeah, I guess you've got to put someone down officially, right, on the app or something.
Oh, hang on.
What?
You don't have to put someone down. You can just have them over for dinner.
No. I mean, you've got to lodge the details of that person, right? So if there's a knock on the door and you've...
Why are you making that gesture with a knock?
Yeah. No, just
who knocks like that?
In general, oh, I'm just throwing them out.
It's like you're tuning a transistor radio.
So I think you've got to officially lodge the person down so that if you get the knock on the door from Waverley Police Station, you've got that said person
you
that
the paperwork.
Matt lodged in on your couch.
I wonder whether if you entered Coco with a K, and then you may also be entered by someone else into their bubble.
Three-way.
Wait, this isn't, S. Smith, and you've got J. Brown on the couch.
Mm.
That could be an awkward situation.
This is very
awkward.
What
if you got an outhouse? You know, we were talking about it.
Oh, if you live on a battle axe.
Yeah, and for instance, if you had one, Fletch, and you could, just put 18A on out the back. And you can put
I've got two residences.
You can get your own...
Friend.
Grotto.
I don't know. I hate my friends.
I'll tell you what I did last night, boys. I just had a bit of a break after watching a fair bit of the Olympics. And I reckon a lot of people have done this throughout COVID, watching shows you haven't watched before. So I had not, and my son started watching it.
Yeah, usually you do that anyway.
Yeah.
Usually I do that anyway. Yeah. I love watching shows I don't watch before.
The big shows, I mean, that everyone else had watched, gotcha. Which you didn't watch at the time. I watched, or started watching and have been watching Breakout, Prison Break.
Prison Break, yeah.
Prison Break.
Yeah, he's a friend of the show, Dominic.
He is,
big
Dom.
Big friend of the show.
Big friend of the show. Also went back and started watching Airplane.
Oh, one of the great comedies that probably wouldn't be allowed to be made in 2021.
No.
But very funny. Leslie Nielsen.
I saw something about Mary was on the other night.
Yes, I did see that.
Damn Nepalese coins.
He's so good, Matt Dillon, in that.
So we're looking for... Fletchy, now you've got a little update as far as the Olympics is concerned.
And, I mean, out of all the stories that's going on, we seem to... Every Olympics, there seem to be another interesting story. With the golfers, so obviously golf has been it's a more recent sport being added to the Olympics, and the two South Korean golfers will play these Olympics with everything to lose. So Sung Jae-im and Si-woo Kim, 26 and 21-year-old respectively, this week both Im and King will be reunited with avoidance pressure of the highest order in anticipation of perhaps the most important tournament of their lives. So both of them took the extraordinary step of skipping the Open Championship, which was a couple of weeks ago, to devote their entire focus to the Olympics. Can you blame them? Why do you ask? I tell you why. A medal would exempt them from mandatory military service.
Hang on, a medal?
A medal. It's got to be gold.
Okay.
It has to be gold.
So they both can't get exempt.
No, a fourth place finish or worse, they prefer not to think about it. So basically... Article 39 of the South Korean Constitution, it was ratified in July 1948, states that all citizens must have the duty of national defence under the conditions as prescribed by the Act. So as soon as they turned 19, for all men, upon turning 19 years of old, they had to get into the army. But you can delay it for legitimate reasons, i.e. studying abroad, working abroad, which these gentlemen do. But you must eventually have to enlist by the mid-30s.
How long for, Fletcher, to say?
It's 2 years.
2 years.
So what had happened was these two dudes, and especially Sung Jae, who's 26, he basically, this is his last chance.
Mm.
sorry, Siwoo Kim. He's the older one of the two. He basically has to get gold, otherwise he's going to do the Olympics. And there has been cases of South Koreans that were on the PGA and had their ticket but didn't get a medal, so they had to go and do their military service, and they lost their card. Very hard to get back on.
Never to be seen again.
2 years out of the game. So, pressure. So what had happened was, so 1973, but the president, who was Park Chung-hee, promised an exemption to any athlete who medaled in 1976 Olympic Games. Shortly thereafter, the criteria expanded to include a gold medal at the Asian Games, also held every 4 years. At present, the only two avenues for an athlete to exempt himself has to be a gold medal.
A gold medal at the Olympics. Only one can get it. Can you just imagine standing over a putt and you've got this putt to make yourself exempt for 2 years?
For 2 years. So yeah. it is... No, it's exempt forever.
Oh, sorry, to miss out on the military serving.
Okay, I'm going to throw this out. I'll throw this out to the listeners, 0457 736 736, or call in, even better. I'd love to hear your cheery voice, 1300 01 1170. On what do you think the Aussies, our Aussie gold medalists, what should they not have to do now?
What are they exempt from?
Yeah, what are they exempt from?
What do you reckon, Brooks?
Jury duty.
Like it?
Yep.
Like it?
What a pain. You don't get paid that much. Yeah. Could drag on.
What about they're exempt from ever having to say Aussie, Aussie, oi, oi, oi in videos? When people say, give me some video. Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi.
Have you got anything, Gibbo?
Oh, yeah, I'd probably have to do some sort of family dinner occasion. You know those events that you have to turn up to? It would probably be exempt for doing anything like that.
Yeah, any like a confirmation or a christening before 10 a.m.
Yes.
So anything's on any family event before 10 a.m, especially on a Saturday or a Sunday after being on the PI55, you don't have to go.
What have you got?
Well, you know what I'd like? If I was exempt for getting pinched driving in the bus lane. So I can just drive in any bus lane. Anywhere in Sydney.
It's a gold medal lane in many
gold
ways.
Gold medal lane.
Yeah, I like that.
Weddings on big sporting events, e.g. grand finals. Yes. You know, when you've got all your teams playing a massive game, you don't have to go to the wedding. I'm sorry. Or
any Olympian should be exempt from that.
Or you've got your phone watching the game, earpiece.
Yeah.
And no one looks at you. No one frowns upon it. They're just like, one gold, Rio.
Yeah, 400. I like that.
What about also when you go to Coles or Woolies and those people out the front? You know, trying to sell you. You can just job them.
What about, here's my one. Exempt from ever from paper straws.
Solid.
And if they say go and wait in the waiting bay at Macca's, you just show them the gold medal.
Okay.
And you hold everyone up.
Exempt from RSA too.
Yes.
You can just rock
Schindlers.
Up. Just go, mate, you've had enough to drink. Boom. Take your shirt off, throw him the gold medal. Yeah. Say, see ya.
Go and get me a few shots while you're there.
Yeah. Doubles, Paul's with no ice in it. You idiot.
Let us know what your exemptions are. 1300 01 1170 to call us. You can text us 0457 736 736.